say there's nothing here. Well, let's make something clear. I think I'll be the one to make that call.
What's your call?
And though you looked so cute in your polyester suit,
it's wool.
You're right, I'd never fall for you at all. And maybe this appeals to someone not in heels or to any girl who feels.
I'm just reliving how much I loved this movie, La La Land. If you've seen it, you probably are doing the same. Hearing Emma Stone singing and Ryan Gosling with her. They star in this really unique musical, one of the best of the year. It's in, it was number two in my top 10 movies of 2016, which are posted at WGNradio.com, WGNTV.com. I love this movie, and it is up for more Golden Globes than any other film tonight. It's got 7 nominations. Going into the awards tonight, the other nominations, the way they do this with the Golden Globes, this organization that gives them out, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, they instead of just having one category called, you know, Best Picture, they break it down. Dramas is one category, and then musical or comedy is in the other category. So, of course, La La Land is in the musical or comedy category. It's a little bit of both. But one of the things that I and most everybody love about La La Land is that it's also a little bit dramatic. It's also a little bit sad at times, touching and heartbreaking and thoughtful and beautiful. Not only fun and has some amazing, amazing musical numbers. It is up against movies like 20th Century Women, that hasn't even opened in Chicago yet. It did open in New York and L.A. before Christmas time that made it eligible. But it will open this coming Friday in Chicago. The Amazing Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, one of my favorite movies of the year. And how unusual to have a superhero movie turn up in the category for best movies of the year. That's up for a Golden Globe tonight, as is Florence Foster Jenkins. That's the true story of the New York socialite who fancied herself quite the singer, but really was one of the most awful singers of all time. People kind of placated her and allowed her to hold singing recitals because she was loaded and was donating to everybody's organizations. That's up tonight. The movie Sing Street is up for tonight in La La Land, which I am predicting La La Land. I think La La Land's going to be the big winner tonight. Really, in that category, musical or comedy, really La La Land is a standout. So I think it's going to win all kinds of awards tonight. On the dramatic side, the nominees are Hacksaw Ridge. That's the war movie directed by my old friend Mel Gibson. We actually had a wonderful conversation this year, wonderful interview this year. And it's a great movie, by the way, also. It's also in my top 10. Hell or High Water is a fantastic, very understated drama. That could be a winner tonight. Lion, this lovely movie about the little 5-year-old boy in India who falls asleep on a train and winds up 1,000 miles from his home and can't communicate with anybody, winds up being put in an orphanage, winds up getting adopted. Much later on in life is faced with whether or not he wants to try to find his birth parents. It's a very, very touching movie, so well acted. Manchester by the Sea was actually my number one pick for the year 2016. I love the movie. It's amazing. Great story, great performances. This is the one that you have to be in the right mood to go see this movie because it is a very sad storyline. But a great movie, definitely worth it. Also nominated. And this film, Moonlight, it's a little independent film that kind of took everybody by storm this year. It's been the darling of the film festival circuit, the darling of all the critics' organizations, picking it as their favorite film of the year. I had it in my top 10 of the year also. I loved it. Story about a young boy growing up in the ghettos of Miami, amidst drug dealers, constantly being bullied, being faced with a drug addict mother, being faced with questions about his own sexual identity. It's a very, very touching and moving story as well. And I think that's the one that this Hollywood Foreign Press Association is going to pick as their favorite dramatic film tonight. This Hollywood Foreign Press Association is comprised of about 90 entertainment reporters. So guys like me, they'll give you any idea of its credibility. 90 entertainment reporters. They tend to like somewhat quirky choices. And because of this film, it's an independent film. It's a little bit different. It's not a big budget film. I think they're going to gravitate toward Moonlight. We'll see if I'm right about that. So La La Land and Moonlight, I think, are going to be the picks for best drama and musical or comedy. They also give out television awards at the Golden Globes. And the nominees on the dramatic side are Westworld on HBO. Everybody's talking about all of these shows, series. This Is Us on NBC, Netflix's Stranger Things, Game of Thrones is the old warhorse in the bunch, and The Crown on Netflix. I'll be the first to tell you that picking the best TV shows is not my strong suit, because I don't really cover television shows. I cover more movies and theater and music and all that. We just don't cover that much television. But from what, all the experts, everyone is saying this is going to be the Crown's award to lose this year. And very interesting, isn't it, that this category is dominated by non-conventional television networks. NBC has got one nomination in the bunch, but everything else, online platforms or cable. Same thing on the musical or comedy side for Best TV, where the nominees are Atlanta, which is on Daniel Glover's show, that's on FX, Blackish, which is ABC, Mozart in the Jungle, which is on Amazon, Transparent, which is on Amazon, or Veep, which is on HBO. I think there's a lot of buzz about Atlanta. Donald Glover, I think I said Daniel. Donald Glover is the star of that show. A lot of buzz for that show, but I think it's going to be either Transparent or Amazon or Veep. And Veep just seems to be the show to beat right now. So those are the ones that I think could wind up winners tonight. I think that Natalie Portman is going to win Best Actress in a Drama, playing Jackie Onassis Kennedy. I think Casey Affleck's going to win Best Drama Actor, Manchester by the Sea. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone both, I think, will win for Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical for La La Land. So, again, we'll have the recap tomorrow morning on Steve Cochran's show and all morning long starting at 5 a.m. tomorrow on the WGN TV Morning News.